In more than a dozen states across the country, including Indiana and Ohio, teenage girls who get pregnant can't make their own medical decisions. That's because laws in those states require them to get a parent's permission. That can be hard if your parents aren't an active part of your life. Esther Honig of Side Effects Public Media reports from Ohio.
Imagine you're a pregnant teen. Maybe some people advise you to get an abortion, but you want to keep this baby. When you go into labor, it turns out you don't get to decide how you'll give birth. When she worked as a delivery nurse in Cleveland, Ohio, Maureen Sweeney saw this happen to plenty of teen moms.
The one that sticks out most in my mind was probably around 2011. And it was a 15-year-old woman who was coming in labor.
Sweeney remembers the girl was scared. She didn't talk much, and she was alone.
She, you know, had no family, said she was a runaway, said it was a really bad situation.
As the labor progressed, the young woman requested an epidural, a common painkiller used during childbirth.
So I called anesthesia and talked to them, and they said without a parental consent that she would not be able to sign for her own epidural.
Sweeney decided to call the county's children's services.
Because for runaways, things like that, sometimes children's services will come down. They'll appoint somebody who's able to sign for medical consent.
But it was 3 in the morning. The young woman was in active labor, and an agent wouldn't be there until 9 a.m.
I had to go in, you know, sit down with her and talk about the fact that, you know, she wasn't going to be able to get an epidural, and she was going to have to do this naturally.
Sweeney says the girl broke down.
Tears. I mean, she just completely folded into herself.
In Ohio and 12 other states, minors cannot consent to their own health care during pregnancy. They can receive emergency services, but nothing considered elective, like a C-section and even some prenatal care. Obstetrician Michael Kakovic struggles with this issue at his hospital in Columbus.
It's extremely frustrating. First of all, from a labor and delivery standpoint, you don't like to see anybody uncomfortable.
He often sees another side of this experience. A lot of mothers denying their young daughters an epidural as a sort of punishment for getting pregnant. Kakovic tries to talk them out of it.
To take the mom aside and, you know, say that this isn't some life lesson here. This is basically pain, and there's really no reason for somebody to go through pain.
But this may be changing. Ohio is considering a law allowing minors to consent to their own care during pregnancy. Colorado and North Dakota enacted similar laws several years ago. Abigail English is a legal advocate and has studied minor consent laws for decades. She says most states do allow pregnant teens to consent to their own care. And one by one, it seems holdout states are changing once someone advocates for it.
It certainly could be that the issue, you know, was not brought to the attention of lawmakers until recently.
Delivery room doctors and nurses are often the ones raising the issue. They say without a minor consent law, pregnant teens are denied basic rights during childbirth. Maureen Sweeney agrees.
So it's already, you know, this at-risk population that's now in a high-risk situation, and now we're putting another barrier into them being able to access that care.
There's no way to know for sure how many teens across the country are denied these elective procedures, but it's clear they're not in the position to advocate for themselves.
And teens, right, if they're told you don't have the right to ask for this, what's going to make them bring that up to an ACLU lawyer?
The Ohio bill has gained bipartisan support and is progressing through the State House. For Side Effects Public Media, I'm Esther Honig.